www.lifeonlifeonlife.org.
Joining us now on the Saitama Hotline is the coach of a team that's 3-3. They're off this week, but next week return to action at Virginia. It's his third season at the helm of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Coach Jeff Collins, welcome to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming on. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before we brought you on about what a team does during an off week. Can you kind of work us through what you got the team doing while they're getting ready for next week's game?
Yeah, one of the biggest things is after we won on Saturday at a place that Georgia Tech has not won, I think, in like 10 years, I told them what plan B was for the off week if we had lost. And that made them even enjoy what we're really doing this week after a win. But gave them yesterday off, and then today we'll have an afternoon practice. It'll be mostly developmental, the younger guys getting a lot of really good work. The guys that play 40, 50 snaps a game, they'll get some indie work in, a little 7-on-7, and then we'll shut them down, and they'll go recover and lift in the weight room and kind of the same thing tomorrow. Then we'll get our first day for Virginia on Thursday morning.
You know, Jeff, you guys have had a crazy year. I mean, you start off and you have that disappointing loss to Northern Illinois. You rebound. You look great, even in a loss at Georgia, or at Clemson, rather. And I know that's not really any consolation to you, but you guys looked fantastic. You blew North Carolina's doors off. Can you kind of work us through what you're dealing with? I mean, some people would say it's inconsistent, but other people would look at it and say, you know what? This is progress considering the massive transformation you're having to undergo at that program.
Yeah, it's been wild. You know, you never really know what it's going to look like anytime you take over a new program. But just really proud of our coaches, how they've transformed everything that we've done in this program in the last 2 years. Doing something completely different than what they had done the previous 11 years. And the guys buying in, we had 14 transfers got here in January. The first 2 years, we weren't heavy in the transfer market. The culture wasn't ready. The system, the locker room wasn't ready to handle an influx of that many guys. But this year we knew the culture, the locker room was strong, brought in 14 new guys that have been amazing for the program. But the first time you go out there against any opponent, there's a learning curve. Fell 1 point short in the opener, but I thought the guys rebounded the next 3 weeks, played at a really, really high level. And I think Pitt's going to arguably be one of the top teams in the country that we played 2 weeks ago. Then the guys respond and go on the road and get a win in a place that Georgia Tech's not won in 10 years. It just is a testament to how far we've come, how much we've grown. Now we've got to learn how to handle success and get a win on the road in the conference.
You know, you actually touched on something I was going to discuss with you. I wanted to get your philosophy with regards to the transfer portal. How do you look at it? How do you handle it? And what are the number one things that you try to achieve, try to avoid when you go trying to maybe get players from it?
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of talking points around it, but, you know, my big take and our take here is whatever's best for the student athlete, we want them to have every opportunity that's available to them. If they're in a situation or a culture or somewhere that's not what they thought it was going to be, we take everything into consideration. We get to know the guys. And we're batting 100% in the transfers that we've brought in. Great guys, great work ethics, tremendous additions to our locker room, to our culture, all of those things. We try to create such bonds in our locker room, such bonds in our program that guys want to stay and they want to be at this place and they want to help us put Georgia Tech back on the top of college football where we belong. And so that's the piece that we focus on the most. Building a strong culture in our locker room, building great bonds throughout the program, coach to player, player to player, coach to coach, and then make sure we're bringing in the guys. Obviously, they have tremendous athletic ability and are really good football players, but also help our culture and help our program reach the levels that we know we're capable of.
All right, you used the word culture a lot. I'm 18 years old. No, I'm 20 years old. I'm at a Power 5 program. I'm not happy. I'm looking for a change. I just need something different. You want to try to get me to come to Georgia Tech. Give me your elevator pitch. What's the culture at Georgia Tech under Jeff Collins?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, we work really, really hard. We've got a bunch of really good players that care about each other, that want to be elite in every single phase of their life. You're living in downtown Atlanta. It doesn't get better than that. And at the number one public academic institution in America, with 30 Fortune 500 companies within a mile of our campus, the coaches love our players. The players love each other. They all feel like we're building something special, which we are. And it's a destination spot for a lot of guys, and they come here and have great experiences, build great relationships, and we're about to win a bunch of ball games too.
You're a Georgia guy. I mean, that was actually pretty good. If I had any eligibility left, I might actually consider it. I'd probably flunk out though, because I know the academics there are off the charts. but you're a Georgia guy. You're from that part of Georgia, Central Georgia.
Yep.
And I guess you grew up and it was a big deal to go to Atlanta, going to go to a Braves game, go to watch the Falcons or whatever. Do you try to relate your instances being a native of Georgia and what it was like growing up in the area to recruits and tell them, hey, man, when you come here, you're not going to believe it. It's out of sight. This is what I did when I was a kid. You could do it too.
Yeah, and it's genuine, because recruits can tell if you're disingenuous. And whenever that happens, then you lose trust. And anytime you lose trust, it stunts development, all of those things. I was born 8 miles. I'm sitting in my office in Bobby Dodd Stadium. I was born 8 miles away from here, grew up on Columbia Drive, which is probably 10 miles away from here, played high school football just outside of Atlanta, and I live this place, I breathe this place, I love it. I've been here twice before when we were top 10 program, college game day, playing on New Year's Day bowl games, winning championships. So that's the Georgia Tech I know and love. And that's what we're working to build every single day that we're here.
Yeah, it's one of the cool environments I've been to. We're joined by Coach Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech football. You can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Collins. And I've been asking this question of every coach I've spoken with this year, and I want to get your take on it, especially given the unique nature of Georgia Tech, considering its academics and considering its metropolitan location. Name, image, likeness. It's here. We've got to deal with it. How do you approach it? How are you handling it with your players? And what are you doing to make sure that it doesn't create disharmony or whatever in your locker room?
Yeah, we've embraced it. It's been part of our DNA since I was the head coach at Temple. Presence on social media, giving our guys shine on social media across all platforms. Our guys know that we support them 100%. We want them to maximize every opportunity that they can possibly have. And the cool thing, and I mentioned the internship piece, I mean, we've got guys that are making $34, $36 an hour during summer internships, which doesn't happen at any of the other awesome places that I've coached at. But it happens because of the value of a Georgia Tech student-athlete, value of a Georgia Tech degree, having all of the businesses and opportunities right here. So the NIL is great, and our guys are maximizing it to the fullest. But we also have the other avenues that guys can profit off of their experience here at Georgia Tech that just don't happen at other places, just because the infrastructure of businesses and opportunities and all those things aren't right at your fingertips like our place is.
Have you had any players come to you and say, Coach, I've got this opportunity, what do you think? And you said, no, you might want to shy away from that.
There are certain things we've got a bunch of intelligent kids that have been raised the right way, and they know right from wrong, and they know how to protect their image. So we do a lot of education on that piece too. Make sure the things that you're aligning with are true to who you are as a person and your values and all of those kind of things. But we've got guys, we have open discussions. We had an entire NIL deal with TiVo. So they had all of our guys give them a deal. They got money and they posted and all of these other things and got some free TiVo streaming service box or whatever. And I actually just got a pair of silk TiVo pajamas.
No.
And that might have been their favorite thing, even above and beyond the cash that they got. And I just got my pair. My set just came in today. So I'll be rocking those tonight probably.
Are we going to have a team picture with the silk PJs?
They've already got it out there. It's already out. Yeah, just go on. I think the main page from back in middle, late August, you'll see our guys rocking the silk TiVo pajamas. They're pretty cool.
Well, and Jeff, just a couple more questions. And I know this isn't football. This is something that you've had to learn on the fly, because I'm assuming that you didn't go to school for marketing or any other probably really detailed business kind of degree.
Sure.
And here you are having to worry about branding, having to worry about advertising is basically what it is. I mean, what are you doing to kind of educate yourself, to coach yourself up so you can help these guys make the right decisions?
Yeah, and that's probably been one of the strengths that I've had along my coaching career is just an innate ability to make sure I'm marketing myself or marketing our defense. When I was a defense coordinator in the SEC for 7 years, been able to do those things. One of my favorite books that I've ever read is by Jeremy Darlow, and it's a book called Brands Win Championships. And it just is a blueprint on how to market a program, how to brand yourself. We have a book. He has a book. It's called Players Are Brands Too. And so our guys get, every one of our players got a copy of that book, I think a year and a half ago. And Jeremy's one of the dear friends to the program. So we give our guys access to all of that kind of information and education. And we've got a bunch of great guys in our program that use those resources to their advantage. And they do it in the right way because they're a bunch of good dudes.
Well, let me ask you this last question then. Who recommended you read these kinds of books? Because it seemed to me when I'm coming up, and you and I are about the same age, you're winning. Nope. You're reading like Winning Football by Bud Wilkinson or something.
There's no, and I read all of those, but if you came to my office right now, I mean, it's just the shelves are packed with different things to learn and to get better. And I just find that kind of thing very interesting. And, luckily in this space, that kind of knowledge and that kind of education that I just innately was gravitating to has worked to our benefit and our players' benefit. And we plan to just keep it rolling and win a bunch of games and win a bunch of championships and do it with a bunch of good guys.
He's in his third season as the head coach at Georgia Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Collins. Coach, it's been a blast, buddy. Good luck with those PJs, man. And if you get a double X, send them my way.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All righty, buddy. Have a good one.